أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والنصارى والصابين من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وعمل صالحا فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. After completing the various evil habits of their Jewish people, the Bani Israel, the great transgression, so much so that they had killed Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam also, and all the various aspects, what led them up to that, etc. And then Allah Ta'ala declared that Allah Ta'ala has put a seal on their heart, and they will suffer humiliation and disgrace, and will be always looked down upon forever. But this is the great mercy of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, that no matter where a person reaches, no matter what his condition becomes, but Allah still leaves the doors of Tawbah and Istighfar open for every person. The person who had committed these great sins of killing Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam also, even they, if they still will make Tawbah, bring Iman, the doors of Allah's mercy are still open. And that is for every person till the day of Qiyamah, and every individual until he sees the clear signs of Maut. That is when Malakul Maut comes and he starts seeing the Akhirat and this dunya goes away from him. Till that time a person has the opportunity to make Tawbah. So in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا, that no matter who you were, whatever kind of Iman you had, Jews, Christians, even the worshippers of the stars, etc., whoever, if they will bring proper Iman and do righteous deeds, they will get their reward from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So that is the connection with the previous ayat, that no matter which lowest ebb you have come to, you will never be a write-off by Allah Ta'ala. It is up to you that you turn to Allah Ta'ala and you make Tawbah. Consequently, we see till today, there are many Jews, Christians who accept Islam. Though the seal was put on their heart, but when they did turn to Allah Ta'ala in earnestness, Allah Ta'ala opened His doors of mercy for those people also. So much more will be the mercy for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, no matter how much gunas we have committed, what great wrongs. But the condition is that we make tawbah now and we correct our iman, etc. Another aspect of this ayat which is great relevance to our lives at this times and at all times, that people, we must use and must quote this ayat, that whether you are a Jew, a Christian, even an fire worshipper, even a Hindu, anyone, that you will all get salvation by Allah Ta'ala. But the condition is in this ayat that those who bring proper Iman on Allah and His Rasul, not just that you are a Jew, Christian, whoever you are, and that you will get salvation. This is used very wrongly, and interfaith meetings which are held and the effort that is being made that we are all of one religion, we believe in one God and that all the religions are one religion. This is being given supported very greatly by various quarters in the world, and Muslims are getting caught up also, and we forget to realize the only salvation is in Islam, the final religion, and a person must submit and accept all the teachings of Islam. So that why, and this is what happens here, is like today, which is very common. A whole talk is given and a person just takes out one piece of that and then he puts it on social media, etc., and the whole talk was different. A person just gave an example or something and they just take that one talk and one point and they forget the rest of the bayan, what it was. Just like that, the whole Quran Sharif, what it's teaching, that will be put one side and we just take this one ayat and that also not the correct meaning. just a superficial wrong meaning, and we use that to prove our point. This is the height of injustice, insincerity, and being unfair. We must look at everything as a whole. Just like that, in this similar fashion, to understand, many of us are such that just to satisfy ourselves, we take out one point of some great Buzurg's life. In fact, from the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the Quran Sharif, just that one point, and we forget to see what their whole lives were about, what they stood for, what they taught, what they meant. But now just that one point, what the circumstances were at that time, for what reasons that was said, that all we turn a blind eye to, and we just want to use that one point. So this is the height of being insincere and being unfair. And this, of course, we cannot control anyone, but we can control ourselves. So we should not fall prey to this and make this mistake. Another point with regard to this ayat, which is being wrongly understood by many people also, where Allah Ta'ala says in this ayat that those people, man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir, who bring iman on Allah in the last day. So they say this is sufficient. You just have to have iman on Allah and on Qiyamah's day. You all the iman on all the various Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, all the iman on all the kitabs which Allah have sent, they say using this ayat that is not necessary. Yeah, Allah says clearly that only whoever brings iman on Allah and the last day, in which there are many people who believe in that. So all of them are included. But the Quran Sharif is so complete and so many ayat that to bring iman on Allah, on the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, on all the heavenly kitabs, on taqdeer, on all those things, the ayats of the Quran Sharif are more than sufficient for that. And the hadith is more than sufficient for that. But they just use like these ayats and misquoting and the wrong deductions they make from these ayats, and they try and impress people. And unfortunately, there are those so many gullible people who accept just what they are saying. So that is also a great wrong. We should not just take one ayat, we should take it in its context and see the Quran as a whole. Everywhere what the Quran is teaching, the whole of the Quran Sharif's teachings must be in us, not just one ayat. And another example of this is, like a person understands the constitution of his country, for example. That is his understanding. And if it is tested in a constitutional court, then that results might come out something very different. So like that, what is our understanding of the Quran Sharif, that is not what is the accepted view. It will have to be tested in the court of Allah Ta'ala, and that is the experts of this field who have devoted their lives, who have learned the language, Arabic language, the hadith, the Quran in detail, all the principles of deen. It will have to be tested there, and not what I try and make out of it. And what my opinion is, that is not the accepted opinion. It is what the Quran Sharif teaches as a whole. So inshallah, as we will go through this ayat, we will see these various aspects. So it is very important to understand deen in its entirety and not just take out one part of it. Just to give one short example, like blind people who went and see an elephant, and then they were asked to describe the elephant. So the person who just touched the trunk of the elephant, he said the elephant is like a pillar, like a column. A person who touched the top, the back of the elephant, the top, he said it is like a table. And everyone else, whatever one aspect they saw, they described it according to that. But the elephant as a whole, the whole picture is something completely different. So like that, just taking one part of the Quran, of deen, of the lives of the pious, and then we try and make that is our deen, that is totally wrong. We'll get the total wrong picture. We will have to get the whole picture, then we would have understood deen, and we'll understand what deen is. May Allah give us proper understanding and proper amal, and may Allah be pleased with us. Wow.